a longtime 4-H leader in Jefferson County, is facing sexual abuse charges. A young girl claims 66-year-old Stephen Stoltz had sexual contact with her. Grand jury indicted Stoltz on sexual abuse charges on December 30th, and he was arrested. He has since posted bail. Detective Starla Green with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says they want to make sure this young girl is the only victim.
This is the only report I've received regarding, obviously, any allegations. Obviously, it's hard to go and seek out anybody else after that many years of being involved in 4-H. So if that's the point of the press release, is to get more, if there's anybody who has a concern or any other, I guess, concerns regarding behaviors over the years, to contact me.
Mr. Stoltz's daughter and son-in-law are also charged with custodial interference. Authorities say the three prevented the victim from getting to her parents so Mr. Stoltz could commit the crime. The executive director of the Kids Center in Bend says that family members often play a role in covering up child abuse. Shelley Smith says those close to a child predator may be in denial or don't want the home's breadwinner to go to jail.
In general, you know, over 90% of the perpetrators that we see, you know, children that come in and talk about their perpetrators, they're all people that are in the circle of their family and people that are entrusted to care for them. So it's not surprising that you know, families of perpetrators would want to continue to keep that secret a secret.
One more common motive for family members to protect a child predator is if they were also victims of abuse and don't want to stir up their personal trauma. With the Iowa caucuses over, the first GOP election for the Republican presidential nomination is in the books. Mitt Romney won the caucuses by just 8 votes over Rick Santorum. Michelle Bachmann dropped out today, but the rest are carrying on. OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster expects whoever the nominee is, the general election this year is going to get nasty.
Another wild card this year, of course, post Citizens United, that Supreme Court decision basically said corporations can spend as much money as they want, is that there's lots and lots and lots of dough out there floating around for candidates to go negative on each other.
In the Iowa caucuses, both Romney and Santorum garnered 25% of the votes cast, and Ron Paul came in third with 21% of the vote. The next primary is in New Hampshire next Tuesday. As 2011 ended, more businesses were expressing an interest to either relocate to the Central Oregon area or to expand in our area. Roger Lee with Economic Development for Central Oregon says 2012 looks to have a very bright beginning.
If we look at our portfolio of projects where companies are looking to make decisions in the short term, it's as full as it ever has been. I think we're currently working with about 92 companies, and roughly a third of those are new companies looking to move in, but 24 are local companies that are looking to expand again this year.
Lee says people are really feeling more confident with the economy. Incentives to move here are looking better. He says the bottom line is there will be many more jobs in our future. One popular New Year's resolution is to get your financial house in order, and some people are literally doing that with a mortgage refinance. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says they are seeing a lot of people who only owe between $50,000 and $125,000 on their home. Those people often don't refinance because the fees to do so make it so expensive.
This particular program has some really low fees, less than $1,000 to refinance your home, and it's one fee, so you know you're in a good position. And the big thing for us is the credit union is actually going to underwrite the loan, and we're going to hold it in our own loan portfolio.
Okay.
So you know the money stays here. You get to work with a local lender, and we think that's a real benefit. A lot of people really like that.
Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union was a guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town. He says another very popular mortgage program coming soon will allow some people who are upside down to refinance their home no matter how much they owe. Oregon gets a bonus for getting health care coverage for more kids. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
Oregon lawmakers have expanded health care coverage for children
so that it covers children up to 300% of the federal poverty level.
Reagan Gray with Children First for Oregon says the state therefore gets a $22 million bonus.
A significant bonus of funding from the federal government because of their leadership in enrolling children into health insurance programs.
Keeping kids healthy now helps them do better in school and helps them build healthy habits that will save on health care when they're adults. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.